Today's Shir of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Tav Kuf Yud. We're up to Sif Dalid. Ein Tolin Hamisha Neres Be Yom Tov, which means that we do not suspend a strainer on Yom Tov L'Sanein Ba Shemarim, to go ahead and strain out the sediment, or the what's known as the dregs, or the sediment. And as Mishnah Berurah here says, Tezayin ein toilin, hainu shemaseach pi amishameres al gabe kli be'igul benasek oel al chalal hakli umishum hachi asru davi ke'uvda d'chol. What's he talking about? What's the Mishnah Berurah talking about? So this is based on the Mishnah in Shabbos, where we're referring here to a strainer through which wine is poured to filter out its dregs. The strainer is similar to a porous sack whose bottom comes to a point, and the bottom of the sack is placed into a container, and the sack's narrow opening is stretched tightly around the rim of the container. The wine is then poured through the strainer and into the container. The filtered wine enters the container while the dregs remain behind in the strainer. So although suspending, such a strainer, constitutes making a temporary ohel, right? Temporary tent or hoel, and it's something that would normally be usher even on Yom Tov as a tolda of the malacha of Bona, so it should in principle be okay, and it happens to be the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah that it should be okay on Yom Tov, because as we know, there is the special dispensation granted for Ochal Nefesh, right? On Shabbos, everyone, L'chaira, would agree that one cannot go ahead and suspend such a strainer. This is actually brought down in Shin Tes Vav. Now let's. So what does the, Chachamim hold? Why do the Chachamim, which is what the Mishnah Berurah here is talking about, what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about, what are they talking about? Then why should it be a problem? Why can't you go ahead and allow the putting up the strainer on the kli and tightening it around it, the lip? Why shouldn't it be okay? So the Mishnah Berurah says, because it's like uvda d'chol. It's like uvda d'chol. Like what is going on here, and why? What do you mean? It's uvda d'chol is not okay le tzorech yom tov, le tzorech ochel nefesh. So now the truth is, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah carefully, he says benasa ke ohel al chalal hakli. So what is it? Is it a ohel, or is it uvda d'chol? And regardless whether it's an ohel or uvda d'chol, it should be permitted on Yom Tov. So why is it usher to go ahead and suspend a strainer on Yom Tov? Why is it usher? I understand why on Shabbos. So basically, what's going on? So the Chachamim, we're going to go here with Rashi's Mahalach. Maybe if we have time, we'll explain how the other Rishonim understand it, because that's seemingly the way the Mishnah Berurah is going over here. And that is that the Chachamim assert any activity that is, in essence, specifically a chol activity. Obviously, this issur does not ban every activity normally engaged in during the week, but it's limited to activities which may lead to a malacha. And that's what's going on over here. Even though these activities do not in themselves resemble a malacha, they're part of a process leading up to a malacha. The Chacham therefore asked them out of concern that a person engaging in a weekday routine would forget that it was the Shabbos and conclude the process by doing a malacha. So here as well, assembling a strainer in and of itself does not resemble erecting an ohel to a degree that it would be even midirabbanan usser, but rather it's usser out of concern that one might actually come to strain wine on the Shabbos, which is a deraisa of straining wine on Shabbos. And that would be usser as well here on Yom Tov. Now, the Rishonim actually reject this understanding, okay? And they hold that a strainer as well would be usser because it is actually like an ohel, and not because one might come to strain wine. And they therefore explain, okay, that Abaye, and they basically hold that this derabbanan of constructing a strainer is based on some vague similarity of a strainer to an ohel. And according to them, this udu d'chol is based on the fact that the activity only resembles a malacha. Since this activity only, faintly resembles a malacha, it is asr only because it is reminiscent of a malacha. Therefore, although suspending a strainer is not really like erecting a hoel, and it is unlikely to be mistaken for it, it was asr because it is reminiscent of making a tent, and is therefore deemed a uvda d'chol, a weekday activity. So the truth is, this really, I said that was the pshat in Rashi, but really, it's not really Rashi's mahalach. It's really the mahalach, the Mishnah Brura seems to be more going with the second mahalach of the other Rishonim. So just to sum up, there is an isser here of some type of quasi uvda d'chol slash ohel isser, ohel d'ke isser, according to Rashi, uvda d'chol with a gzeira mishum straining type activity. But the point is, it's usher to go ahead and to actually set up such a strainer on Yom Tov. Comes now the Shulchan Aruch, and he continues on. Aval, im haisa tzaluya va'omedes, mutter litein ba shmarim lasanana. So now comes the Shulchan Aruch, and he adds the following. And he says, so you're not allowed to go ahead and put in this strainer into this kli and tighten it around the rim on Yom Tov. But if it was already placed in, you could then go ahead and pour in the dregs and the sediment, and go ahead and strain an existing contraption that already has the strainer fitted into it is okay on Yom Tov. And the reason is obvious, because there's no ol arai here that's asr mishum uvdan d'chol, and therefore it's totally mutter to go ahead and strain it. And the truth is, on Shabbos, you'd be chayav chatas for it, because either this would be borer or merakeid, but on Yom Tov, this is totally okay. It would be a type of borer that would be okay. Now, let's look at the Mishnah Brura. Sif katan yud zayin lesananon. Umayri bofen shemaya oseyu meyet mo loaya tov kol kach. He says, we're talking here where if he would have did it the day before, it would not have been as good. Because otherwise, it would be asa mishumbara. The asa mishumbara. Kamo ga bechadel el the sif kemon. Like we saw bechadel. The kasav ham pri magadim though, that via a shinui, it would be okay, even if it was something that was efshar mibaod yom, if it was possible to be done before Yom Tov. We continue on Viter. So Viter in the Shulchan Aruch Then he says, "Umarim v'toyla oisa litain ba rimonim v'achar kach nosein ba shemarim." So what is he talking about here? So once again, we said that it's going to be usher to go ahead and suspend a strainer onto this kli on Yom Tov, not only on Shabbos. But now the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemara in Daf Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Beis in Shabbos, Shulchan Aruch is describing now a manner in which suspending a strainer would be permitted. It's saying that a person could go ahead and employ a harama, a subterfuge, with regard to erecting of a strainer on Yom Tov by erecting it to hold rimonim, pomegranates. And then, toile ba shmarim. And once he has constructed it for that purpose, he can then hold dregs in it. He then put the shmarim in there. That is, he may use it to go ahead and strain the wine. So what's being explained here is that one can go ahead and circumvent this iser against a strainer by constructing it initially for this alternate purpose of storing bimonium and then using this already constructed strainer for straining wine. Now, once again, we had seen that the Chachamim answered the construction itself of the strainer, not because it constitutes erecting a ohel, but rather because it's a type of udda d'chol that we saw in Machlokas between Rashi and the other Rishonim as to what is going on. Now, before we look at the Mishnah Brura on this, just to, again, go with the ideas that we have seen. So, basically, Rashi, okay, if you remember, as we said before, he had held that this udda d'chol is the first step in a straining process, and therefore constructing a strainer for a different purpose, such as to store pomegranates, does not constitute weekday activity, and therefore is mutter on Yom Tov. The other Rishonim, remember, held that it's basically because of its similarity to erecting an ohel. So then the question is, what's the great advantage of pomegranates over shmarim, over dregs? So they explained that constructing a strainer to store pomegranates is not similarly acid because a strainer constructed to strain wine is drawn tightly over the kli, and therefore it will resemble an ohel, while one constructed to hold pomegranates is drawn loosely over the kli. Others basically say that a distinction can be drawn between the two cases like this, that a strainer constructed to strain wine is built for the purpose of covering the kli underneath the ohel, and is therefore aser, while constructing it to hold pomegranates is built for the purpose of the area above the kli, and therefore does not constitute an ohel. But regardless, once the strainer is permissibly constructed, one can be placed, a wine can be placed in it, as was explained here. Now, let's see how the Mishnah Brura seems to be implying here, because again, we just gave three different approaches, one in the Rashi Mahalach and two in the other Rishonim's Mahalach, of how this Marim Vitola. So the Mishnah Brura here says, in Sifkat Yud Ches, Umarim Vitola, Perish Achim Lo Haisa Tzluya Mi Ba'od Yom, even if it was not already set in place, the strainer from before Yom Tov, you can do a shtick, a subterfuge. You can go ahead and pull a shtick to go ahead and put this strainer and put it onto the kli for pomegranates, to put pomegranates in. And that will then allow you to the afterwards put shmarim in it. Sifkat Yud Ches, Litain, to go ahead and put rimonim there. Nosnim bar rimonim mitchila, you put the rimonim there in the beginning. Aval kasha'enu nosnim bar rimonim, when you don't put rimonim in there, then muchacha milsa sha'ose mishum shmarim. It becomes clear that it is being done for the shmarim and it's asr. So he doesn't really give away his hand over here within the Mishnah Brura. So those are the three possibilities in explaining this. We had just stated before. And the bottom line is that whatever shot you go with, putting the rimonim in there avoids this type of uvda d'chol-like activity, whether it's an uvda d'chol connected up to straining or an uvda d'chol connected up to ol arai. Either way, this would be a valid maneuver. We move on now into the Ramah. And the Ramah says, "Ushar dine sinun b'yom tov k'mo b'shabbos," and the rest of the halachas of straining on Yom Tov is like Shabbos Kedisa, Simon Shin Yud Tes. What's he referring to? So the Mishnah Brura points out. What's he referring to? Look at the Mishnah Brura. Sif Katan Chaf, Biyom, Biyom Tov Kemo Be Shabbos. Remez Bezeh Ma She Mavua Le'el Sham. Says what the Ramah is referring to is what was spelled back there in Shin Yud Tes. In Sif Yud, that it's Aser Le Sanein Mayim Bistudar Mishum Libun. It's Aser to go ahead and to strain out water in a Sudar based on the Iser of Libun. Ayin Sham Mishnah Brura, Vuhu Adin Kan. Says, check out the Mishnah Brura there, and same thing applies over here. And once again, what are we talking about? We're talking about that. A totally different halacha, talking about the halacha of libun, that when water goes through a strainer, so then you have a beged, because this type of strainer was really made more of like a cloth-like material, so when the water would go through this strainer, again, we're talking about like a plastic strainer, talking about a cloth, that's what would go through this cloth, and if you're putting water there, the shriya of the beged, the soaking of the beged, is a form of kibus, a form of laundering. And he says, check out the Mishnah Brura and the Magen Avraham and the Gra. They there say that the ikar reason for the iser is that maybe you will come to libun based on squeezing out the sudar, the cloth, the. And they do not hold that the actual shriya, soaking of the beged in mayim, is the kibus, except when there's actually some type of dirt there. So there's an actual machlokes, whether we say that pouring water on a garment is kibus, is the actual kibus, or is it exera mishum libun and kibus. And therefore a mishameres, that if a suya l'sinun, a mishameres that's made for straining, and any sudar that's there for straining, would be mutter to actually go ahead and strain it with water, because there's no concern that you're going to squeeze it out. It's only in a regular garment that such a fear exists. So it's a big nafkamina, legabi, this halacha of water going through this type of misanenes, whether or not there would be an issue there of, again, by shmarim, it's not a problem, but by water, pouring water on it, that would actually be a machlokes, depending on whether you go with the Magen Avraham and the Gra. And that's why he says, V'hu Adin Kan on Yom Tov, that when you're dealing with this Mishameres or Sudar that's being used for Sinan, you would be able to go ahead and strain it, also water, based on this Magen Avraham and the Gra. But a regular Sudar, it's not where there would be the Chash and Gzeira, Mishum, Schita, i.e. Libun, then it would be Aser. We move now weiter to Sif Hey. Now, it's important to understand before we start this halacha that there are two parts to the making of cheese and butter from milk. And basically what they would do is they'd have two stages. First stage would be, they would be like what's called the, to be machmitz, the chalav, where you would take the enzyme, the keva, or other types of items that would actually go ahead and get the milk brewing to go ahead and solidify and become more solid. And that process itself involved actual borer, because basically what would happen is that the chalav, the mei chalav, would separate from the actual, what is known as the whey, would actually separate from the part that is congealing. And then the second stage would be to get rid of all the actual whey, the mei chalav, and then combine all the solid pieces into a cheese. Okay, and a person, so the first stage was more of a butter issue, and the second stage, the actual making of the cheese itself, was a type of bone. Because the Rambam says, whoever's mekabetz chelek el chelek, the dibek hakol, ad sheyasu guf echad, harei ze dome lebinyan. And that's what exists by cheese. However, there are others that say that megabe, making cheese, the chiv is based on lush. It's a chiv based on lisha, kneading. That's the Orzaruah Shita in the name of the Yerushalmi. And it's a little mashma from the Bavli also, and Daf Kuf Lamed Daled, Ayin Sham. So we'll assume now that it's Mishum Boina, making cheese. So that's what he says now. Ein Oisin Gevina Biyantif. So making the actual cheese, the second stage of that process, is not allowed to be done on Yom Tov, okay? And what's the basis for it? As we said, there's an Isser of Boineh, but why is it not Mutter on Yom Tov based on Meleches Ocha Nefesh? So he says, Gvina Male Tfei Kishehi Yishana, because cheese is better when it's older, when it was done prior to the actual Yom Tov himself. If he should have went ahead and made Havile Lemevad Kodem Yontif, he should have went ahead and made it Kodem Yom Tov. So since he should have done it before Yom Tov, you're not allowed to go ahead and make it on Yom Tov the cheese. Again, we're talking about that second stage where the Pashtus, the Melacha, is one of Bona, going with the Rambam Shita. And then he says, and even according to those poskim in Tav Tzadi Hei, who says that Ochel Nefesh Atzmo Mutter Afilu Haya Efshel Asosem Kodem Yom Tov, even according to the poskim, we say that by Ochel Nefesh itself, one is allowed to go ahead and do Melacha, even if he was able to do it before Yom Tov. Here it's different. Hacha Aser Mipnei Shederech Lasoso Liyamim Harbe Bahavi Uvde Dechol. Here it's different because this is the type of activity that one can go. One normally makes in large quantities for a number of days, and it's an industrial-like activity that has an uvda dechol quality, and therefore it's usur. Lefize afilu iefshar lo lasoso kodem yom tov yesh lomar to usur. And according to this, even if it was impossible to go ahead and do it kodem yom tov, they would say that it's going to be aser miu al yedei shinui yesh le'akel. However, if one goes ahead and utilizes a shinui, it would be okay. Now, if you check out the Sharetzi, and you see this is not such a simple issue, because the whole, you know, this whole notion of that it's something that is normally done liyamim rabim, in many cases, already puts it into a world where a shinui won't help. For example, like kotzer is a malacha, right? That is liyamim rabim, and then shinui doesn't help there. And when we say shinui helps here, is it dafka when it's ef shar lasayisim v'odyom, or even when eshar lasayisim v'odyom? Again, because this is unique, because we're talking about where it's something that is done liyamim rabim. Comes now the Ramah, and the Ramah says, v'ein mamidin chalav b'yomtiv. Ramah says, you do not go ahead and take the chalav and you mamid it, meaning that first stage that we were talking about, where you allow the chalav to go and congeal and float on top, right? The pieces will flow on top, but the whey coming to the bottom, and by putting the keva and the enzymes in it. So that also you're not allowed to go ahead and do on Yom Tov. And the Ramah adds that the same applies. You also don't make butter from the chalav on Yom Tov. Look at the Mishnah Brura. Simkat mechav beis ve'ein ma'midin. Da'ayin al yedei keva o shard varim shi'iskabi tzachalav v'yikba v'yizbar hakum. That, again, the first stage of the making of the cheese, where you take the enzyme from the keva, from the stomach of the animal, or some other type of enzyme that goes ahead and takes the chalav and it hardens it and congeals it and it rises to the top. And separates. So this is going to be a borer situation. He says, and it's also usur to go ahead and put the item in that separates the whey. Again, it's separating the milk into whey protein. That's what mei chalav is. It's like whey. Zehu boirer mamish. This is mamish boirer, and it's a boirer that's derech lasos liyam and rabin, which is aser. V'ayim b'prim gadim shemistapek imutul asayis devazer ba'atzmo lechola she'ein bo sakana. He says the prim gadim gets it to a suffix, whether for a chola she'ein bo sakana, this would be permitted to go ahead and be mamid the chalav, a situation where you have to be boirer for him the mayim that comes from the cheese, the mei chalav, and the prima gadim basically says that it's going to be mutter based on ochel nefesh, and it's even more kal to be matir for a chola because it's meleches ochel nefesh, and it's basically an uvda dechol. It's not mamish a satira. And this type of isad the rabbanon, tzarech chole, could be mutter, but in the end he leaves it in a tzarech iyun. Finally, siv katan chaf gimel, who adin da'in oisim chema, hatam gam kei mishum borer, same thing when making the butter, there's a boirer process going on, afil la yidei akum yesh la'achmir, and even via a goy, should be machmir, yesh bekilim bizeh, and there are those that are makel with a goy, imu l'tzarech simchas yomtev, if it's for simchas yomtev, ein lahakel el tzarech gadol. It should only be makel with the tzarech gadol. Umutar leklok biatzmo shuman hatzaf. Again, this is all a boirer activities that are seemingly oydim liyomim rabim, and therefore they're usur. But again, maybe it could be makel. He's saying simchas yomtiv al yedei goy in the making of the butter. Umutar leklok biatzmo shuman hatzaf al pnei achalav shekarin smatena afilu b'shabbes. He's saying you can go ahead and you can take the shamenet. That's what samatena, like what we call shamenet. That's on the top of the chalav, like it's the fatty stuff, the cream, if you will, that the cream that goes to the top of the milk, you can go ahead and take it off. But rakshi yagiya samach chalav, when you get close to the milk, yizar laniach ktsas, you should leave some of the cream, me'asamenta im shamenet, im achalav shalamata, don't take it all out, so it's not a boirer, it's only taking the fat or the cream from the cream. And he's saying this is specifically when you want to go ahead and eat it by day. Because otherwise, it's sachana from yom tov to chol. The main sarach lo raksha choshi sheyafsiv yiskakal mutter lasoisei al yedei akum. And if you don't really need it, but you're concerned that it's going to get ruined, then you could do it by a non-Jew. Marxia says, and even in the making of the actual butter, I don't know, Gamkein Mutter, you can do it al yedei akum. If you're concerned that the cream is going to spoil, if you don't make it into butter, then the shamenet is going to spoil. If you don't make it into butter, then you would be able to do it al yedei akum. Adkan.